The next patient is Herman McConnell. The last name is McConnell. The first name is Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N. This is the clinical case of an 85-year-old white male that was involved in a motor vehicle accident in the middle part of October of 2022 period. The patient was taken to Tampa General Hospital. The patient was taken to the hospital. I think that was in Fort Pierce. He's not clear about that information. And they found a subdural hematoma that had to be drained, period. At the time of the discharge, the patient was given antibiotic therapy through a PICC line, and one of the antibiotics and that has been prescribed is cefepime, 1 gram IV piggyback every 8 hours. The patient was supposed to take it for 5 weeks, and it has been around that time. Laboratory work disregard the laboratory workup, period. The patient was discharged home. He went to the podiatrist because it has ulceration in the bottom part of the foot. He was taken to the wound care center at Advent Health, and he was put back on aspirin, and apparently the patient had a relapse of the cerebral bleed. The aspirin and the Plavix had been stopped. The patient was sent home. He has been recovering progressively. They did laboratory workup today, and they found that the creatinine that was 1.49 in September is 5.65, and the BUN is 55. The patient has a hemoglobin of 12.1, hematocrit of 35.4. There was no evidence of alteration in the liver function test. The sodium is 135, potassium 4.5, chloride 101, CO2 26. The alkaline phosphatase is 7.77, the ammonia 23, the CPK 14, albumin is 2.2. The COVID test was reported negative, and the patient was seen in emergency room, and they told him that he most likely had to go on dialysis. He refused to wait for the evaluation and decided to come here. The patient is asymptomatic, is getting much better. And I think that this patient that usually is CKD3A with an estimated GFR of 49 with minimal proteinuria has a superimposed acute kidney injury that is most likely associated to cefepime. We decide to stop the cefepime. We are going to put in a low sodium diet, low fluid intake with 40 ounces in 24 hours, and a low protein diet. And we are going to reevaluate the laboratory workup next week, and we are going to see him in the office afterwards. The patient was given my cellular phone number to get in touch with me if any symptoms associated to kidney failure are present. The patient was explained about the possible symptoms that he could develop. Number two, the patient has a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. He stopped smoking cigarettes after he was admitted to the hospital the first time with the subdural hematoma. Number three, coronary artery disease that has been asymptomatic. Following number, peripheral vascular disease with claudication related to most likely the nicotine abuse. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. The patient is off lisinopril and low of spironolactone. Reevaluation, as mentioned before. Paragraph. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.